friends are the family you get to choose.
I can't, I'm like gonna cry.
Right now. We haven't started.
We're not even in it.
Life as a mom, entrepreneur, wife, friend, and human is a lot. Join me, Katie Jacobs.
And me, Brandy Chandler, every Thursday as we have unfiltered, hilarious, and relatable conversations about the up, the down, and the chaos of it all.
Pour a glass and pull up a seat.
Because you're always welcome at our table.
Katie.
Hi. Hi, Brandy.
Welcome to a new week, a new episode.
A new episode of
She Did What?
Are we going to say it that way every time and annoy the fuck out of everybody?
It's so fun. They're all going to be like, she did what?
They just turn it down. Okay, they got past that.
No, they're going to join the fun.
Okay, I hope so.
So today's episode is adult friendship. So we both have come to a place where friendships are as important as family.
Absolutely.
To us.
Yeah.
And so we're really honoring that. But also we want to sustain that and give life to that and keep those friendships healthy and flowing and make new friendships.
We have a lot to cover today because there's so much that goes into friendship. Friendship relationships are complicated by nature. And I think really good ones are complicated. You're going to get frustrated. So today we're going to cover all of that, but I really think you should start with that great quote.
Okay. Yeah. So I saw this on Instagram and I just loved it. And I felt like it encompasses what we wanted to speak about so well. So it says, everyone talks about their childhood friends, but no one talks about the best friends you found on your own in the middle of trying to figure out how to survive in the adult world.
Damn it. Here I go.
I'm going to let it flow. Get it out.
I'm going to tell you, I did not cry, I think, for 10 years of my life. And then
now it's all coming out.
And now it's all coming out. I get so emotional when I think about my friends. But yes, it's like, you know, and I do. I have childhood friends, my best friend in the world. I don't even remember meeting her. I was a baby when I met her. My husband says she's my real soulmate, that he's not my soulmate. She is. And
that's what JJ calls for backup.
He's going to call in and be like, that's true. And yeah, I don't know. That just really touches me because you pick up all these great friends along the way. And then we're really and truly creating these villages and we could not survive without them.
Yeah. They're really like integral parts of our family now, our friends. Like they're the family we choose, but like we cannot do it without them now.
Like I couldn't do life without my husband, without my kids, without my friends.
Just let it go.
Let it go.
This is going to be like a therapy session for Katie. My God.
I have so many deep-seated issues.
Okay, I'm gonna distract you.
And my friends really fix so many of them. And that's why I love them. And it makes me emotional. Okay, let's jump in.
So what kind of friendships are you desiring and looking for at this stage in your life? You're 40. You have 3 kids. You run a business. So your dynamics are a little different than when you were in college, just looking for a good time.
I'm not here for a long time. I'm just here for a good time. Well, it's funny. You know, I work with 20-year-olds every day and I see their friendships and it's adorable to me. But like when I was younger and 16, 17, 18, up until life started becoming complicated and I got into my career, it was this is fun. And
it's all fun and games.
It's all fun and games. And I don't think like we would deep dive, right? But not in the way we deep dive now.
Yeah, like if something really major came up, like in college, you know, if someone's parents were going through a divorce or someone had a death in their family, you would be friends with each other and deal with that. But it wasn't every day. You weren't having the dramas every day like we are now.
Right. Like I looked at you this morning and I was like, I'm just in the hardest time of my life. And you're like, duh.
Katie, where have you been?
We have arrived. And you do. You'll pick up some best friends along the way there. They're going to be the people that actually will deep dive with you, I think, at that point in life. Because everyone's they're trying to figure themselves out. They're like going through the stages of leaving home and trying to understand who they are. And that's a very selfish time. Yeah. And I think it's selfish because it should be, because you're trying to understand who the hell you really are outside of a very nuclear family dynamic. But now, as a 40-year-old woman, with a very complicated, complex life with aging parents, young kids, yes. and family dynamics that are wonky. I need honest, real, fun mm-hmm. friendships. And all of my friendships look a little different, mm-hmm. look a lot different. And I do think, and listen, hey, I do think there are the friends, and you can, I'd love to hear your perspective on this, that you call if you're just like, I need to go have a good time and forget everything.
Yes. There are definitely categories.
Yes.
Like we still have some fun and games only friends.
Right.
And you may go deeper with them, but they're definitely like your go-to when you're like, I just need to forget everything yeah. and have a nice night.
And just check out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So in answer to your question, I just think having, you know, just really deep connection is important at this point mm-hmm. where it wasn't in the past.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I didn't really seek that in yeah. the way I seek it now.
So how did, like, if you see someone and you're like, she's cool. How do you spark that friendship?
A new friendship. I probably am the biggest red flag. Because I'm like, you're cool. I like you. What's your deal?
No, I love that.
And then someone will be like, generally people that are cool and open. Okay. So like the other night I was at this open house my friend was having and I like just ran into this chick and I like, she had very.
She was a boss.
Like, she just commanded, I don't know, I just liked her. Yeah. Her energy was big and you mm-hmm. could tell she just didn't fuck around. Mm. And I was like, I like kind of made my way over to her and like hit on her.
Will you be my friend?
No, I was just like, what's your deal? Like, tell me everything. She's yeah. an artist. She was super cool. Like, I would hope to run into her again. I don't know. So I think just I'm very much like, who are you? What's your deal? Yeah. What's happening here? You know?
Well, and people love that. I think that's a great opening.
Well, it's a compliment, right?
Exactly. Everyone likes to talk about themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not always a bad thing. I'm not saying that as a bad, that they're selfish or anything. But you can always get someone talking.
Sure.
By asking them questions and listening and just letting them have the floor for a little while. And I love
yeah.
that. And then you don't have to talk.
Okay, bonus. So that's okay. I want to know how you approach people because I've seen you in the wild.
I'm kind of the same way. Like if I just have that connection and I'm vibing with somebody, I'll just kind of slip in some about you questions. Tell me a little bit. I try not to be too creepy.
You sound so creepy.
I know. I try not to be too creepy.
I'm like, what's your vibe? I like your energy.
But just to find out about them. And I feel like just, you know, I feel like probably everyone errs on being self-conscious more than being flamboyantly out there. So when you ask people questions, it makes them feel important and loved and needed. And so they normally respond well to questions and kind of giving them just the stage to learn about them. And I would rather listen to somebody talk than be the talker most of the time. Right. So I'm feeding off of that. Right. It's a good setup for me.
You're like, I just,
you just talk. I'm just going to sit here and listen, drink my wine. You know, I try to give people compliments. Anybody, even if I'm not really wanting to like spark a friendship.
A compliment.
I love smiling at women and just being like, hi.
I love looking at women being like, girl, I see you.
Yeah.
Like, I see where you're at. I see what you're doing.
Like, I'm
I
think not it's judging.
Just, we could never see each other again, ever, ever, ever. But sometimes yeah. that acknowledgement.
And that's why I love just smiling at women. Like, I'm just here for it. Good job, girl.
Just walk around smiling and hitting on women.
Well, so many women or even people in general don't smile at each other. Like,
no.
on the street or in
no
a restaurant.
No one smiles at each other anymore. I think yeah. that's really a post COVID lockdown thing too. I think people have just learned to.
Yeah. We don't have that mask covering up.
Well, it's something I love about living in the Southeast mm-hmm. or in the South. I spent time in New York when my husband and I were younger, and I hated that people just, it's self-preservation. You just can't interact mm-hmm. with other people because half of them are, you know, crazy. But
yeah.
Not half of them, but like, you know, you're always in fear of like having a weird interaction. So you don't interact with people. It's something I love about being in the South is everybody interacts with everyone else. And in fact, when I have people come like in the store and they're from the Northeast, they're very, you can tell, put off by me.
They're like, what medicines are you on?
Right. They're like, what is happening in the water down
I
here?
Love it, though. It's like giving somebody a fist bump. Be like, good job.
But I like that.
But with your face.
Fist bump with your face. I think there's a lot of meaning, and I think it can make somebody's day. Mm-hmm. Somebody who's having a tough day and they feel seen by another woman, it's empowering.
Yes, I love that.
Talk to me about, going back to kind of the friend groups, like how do you categorize your friends? Or do you have like a strong inner circle and then like acquaintances?
Yes, I have a very small, mighty inner circle.
How many people are in it?
Three really good, really good. Like, we have a group chat, so we don't have to text everyone separately. Like, all the news. Like, the pregnancy tests come through on the group chat. Like, all the things. Just so we don't have to text everyone separately. We are concise as well as friendly.
I just want to know who's getting pregnant at 40. And how can I help them?
This was a younger one.
I'm just kidding.
So it started out with me and two other girls. And then we let a third in because she was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's nice.
So
that's so inclusive.
I know. I mean, it's pretty monumental to break our circle.
Did you
to get an entrance?
Have a chat about letting this person into the group chat, or did someone just add her?
I can't remember. I knew her first. And I introduced them all, and it just happened. I mean, we were just all like, she's our people.
I love that. So, you just know. You're like, this is going to work.
So I definitely have that inner circle. And then there's kind of like a medium circle.
Yeah.
And then there's a big, broad net of, I know these people and I like them, but I might not talk to them.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, there's, you know, friends from 10 years ago. I still love them.
Right.
I don't talk to them every day, maybe even every year. Because I'm thinking of a friend I saw. I probably hadn't seen her in 10 years. And I saw her the other day at the doctor's office. I was in love with her again. Oh my God, you know, like, big hug. I'm so happy to see you. But we don't text every day anymore. We just kind of grew apart.
It's like seeing a first crush out.
Yes. It's just like, well, it's a little better than that.
Oh, so much better than that.
It's a little better than the crush situation.
But it's like, wow, I miss you. We have a spark.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's sweet. So yeah, I definitely. Sweet. What about you? What do you have?
Same.
Yeah. I'm very closed off, though. So, like, I can only let a few people in. Like,
I have room for two, maybe three. No, I think I have a little, I would say I have those kinds of orbs. I have I would say, like, my childhood best friend is, like, there's nothing like our friendship, I feel like, because.
And do y'all text and stuff all the time?
She lives in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
So we have
Instagram meme each other.
She had to move. She is that Instagram post of like, you had to move to the farthest place in the world. It's very hard to get on the phone too.
Yeah.
Because the time difference, we can only talk late in the evening for me. And you know, having little kids, it's tough. But we have always had such a deep connection, it's never mattered. And she is the person, she's like my person.
Well, and you see each other and you pick right up where you left off.
The weirdest thing, I moved from Chicago when I was in fifth grade, and we still have the same, we've not lived in the same city since then. We have the same mannerisms. And she's like a tall, hot blonde, and I'm a short, frumpy brunette. And we still, anyway, it's weird. So I feel like I have a transcendent friendship with her that nothing will ever come close to.
Yeah.
And then I have an inner circle of great girlfriends that's, I probably have six or seven that I could call on any given day and that call on me. On any given day. And then I have like some friends. I feel like I'm very blessed in the friend department. And I got pissed off because the other day on Instagram, I saw this guy and he was like, if you have a lot of good friends, some fucking guy talking about women's friendship, which already.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Unqualified.
Unqualified and shut your mouth.
We've canceled him.
Can we? Like, oh, if you just, you know, you just spread your love, whatever. He said some, I was like, that is so stupid because we do have, I feel like I have a lot of friends and there are so many people I think I just have a real connection with. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you and I are not the inner circle friends, but you and I can talk about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I have a lot of friends like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you like, Katie, we are inner circle?
No.
Okay.
I mean, we're starting to text each other.
A lot.
Well, because you're working with each other, it's like, I can't make it. Here's why.
Right. I'm covered in hot dog barf.
So you get there, whether you're ready for it or not.
We're going. We're in that direction. But I think you have so many, if you open yourself up to people, you have the ability to deep dive with them.
And I love that. And that connection, that genuine, I love that deep dive. Like, I don't even like a lot of like evenings or get togethers where there are a ton of people. Like if you're going to a big party and you know it's just like a ton of people, that's one thing and that's enjoyable. But like if I'm wanting to spend time with people and like really talk to them and like get the update,
sure.
I don't like there to be a ton of people because I feel like I can't, get.
A big, party is the worst situation. Yeah. If you're like, oh, we're going to go to this Christmas party and like, let's talk. No, that's not going to happen.
Like if I'm really wanting some time with my friends, I can only invite one or two of them.
Sure.
So we can like really just be together without all the other distractions.
Well, and women communicate. And I remember this from like a communications class in college. Like women communicate in a very layered. It was actually something that we talked about with our podcast producers. Like women talk in layers. We interrupt each other and we add and we build. So I think when you've got too many women, it gets, and I have like ADHD. So I'm like a squirrel. I can't.
Well, and you're so excited.
You're so excited to get out and get that time. That's really a good thought. Keep the group small when you need that connection.
Yeah.
And if you're just going out to party, invite everybody.
Everybody.
Get the party bus. Get the fur bus.
I have another thing that I love is I have a friend. He's a good bit older than me. And this is a man friend. I don't really know his actual age. That's another story.
Tell me more.
But he's in his 50s. He has admitted to being 50 now.
Okay.
But we've been friends since I was in high school and he was in his 30s. And we only see each other now because he used to live in Greenville, so fairly close to us. So we would see each other frequently. Now he lives in Austin, Texas. So we might only see each other every year, other year. Mm-hmm. But when we get together, I mean, we will literally start a conversation that we had the last time we were together, a year ago.
I love that about
so
friendship.
It's so precious. I love it. Me too. I just love
that
it.
About friendship. I'm a little suspect about a man you were friends with when you were in high school and he was 30, but I'd say.
It was PG. My parents are friends with him too. Oh. He's a gay man, too.
Oh.
I mean, there was no creeper girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you say that? You had me thinking some straight dude was talking to you when you were in high school. Randy.
I didn't feel like it was relevant, but now that I'm talking about it, probably.
Really, really fucking relevant. I'm like, okay, Brandy needs saving. We're going to talk
him.
After.
No, I love him so much.
No, of course. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that makes.
He's my ride or die.
I feel a lot better. I cannot wait for you to listen back to that.
It's all going to click.
This episode is brought to you by our friends at Golden Pantry, your family-owned convenience store since 1965 with 30 stores in Northeast Georgia. Need some gas and a quick snack? Our friends at Golden Pantry have you covered. Their stores are well-stocked with all your favorite yummies, have excellent lighting, and friendly staff to ensure your safety and comfort. And a woman's dream, clean bathrooms. Golden Pantry not only has you covered, but they also give back. The Be Golden Fund is focused on literacy and positive youth development throughout the neighborhoods that they have the honor and pleasure of serving. Golden Pantry. Eat, drink, and be golden.
I saw someone being very vulnerable, hashtag vulnerable post. And saying they were actively seeking female friends on, which, okay, I have a comment to make about this. And I thought, wow, that's really cool of her to say that she's actively looking for female friendships because I think that's a vulnerable place to come from.
Yeah.
Like, I need friends.
And like, to recognize your need, but then to take action on it, that's empowering. Like, go her.
It 1,000,000% made me want to, like, give her a hug the next time I see her and be like, hey, if you ever want to grab lunch, like, holler at me. I wanted to speak to how we make women who are trying to make friends as adults, whether you've moved to a new town and you need, how do you go about that? What does that look like? And if you're not the kind of like a psycho like me who's like, oh, I dig your vibe.
Well, and like we kind of talked about that already. Like I would go up to somebody and like start a conversation.
That's not you. What do you do?
So I have a friend. So two things. One, I recently saw on like a community Facebook group. Don't judge me for being on Facebook. I have to.
No.
So on a community Facebook group, it was you know, like a countywide, like where you can sell stuff, like a random Facebook group. This lady was like, hey, I'm new to the area. I'm looking for some mom friends. Hit me up. You know, I was like, well, she got right to it.
I did that.
It was fabulous.
I did that in a Facebook group when I moved at one point in my life. And I got a warning message from someone about someone who had commented like, oh, no. I'm down to hang. And I got someone messaging me that I knew that was like, hey, just. So I think that's
cautious.
It's a nerve-wracking thing, right? Because you... Sometimes it's like, okay, well, I don't want like
if you literally don't
to come out of the woodwork.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was great, but I guess be cautious with that.
I think you have to be cautious. Can I give advice?
Give it.
Which we were not going to give advice, but I find us giving
advice.
From my experience, something to do is just go places where you feel like are your places, whether it's a cool coffee shop.
Yeah, a bookstore.
A bookstore. And just strike up conversation with the people working there. And get out.
Yeah.
Is, I think, my thing. Like, go get out.
And smile at people.
And smile.
Somebody's going to smile back. Y'all will be vibing.
And just start conversations everywhere you go. Like, you're going to... The hard thing about making friends is you're going to have to put yourself out there in a way that might be a little uncomfortable. When I first started my business, I went to every networking event. I didn't have any friends in town. My best friend moved shortly after I started my business, and she was like my only friend in town. And I would go to these networking events, and I plastered the biggest, dumbest smile on my face. And I walked around, and I introduced myself to people. And now, actually, specifically one of my really close friends, I met her at a networking event. So it's just, I think you have to go to the opening of an envelope and make yourself available like emotionally. And it's a raw feeling because it's very vulnerable and it's a little scary. And I think in the age of social media, we don't want it. Ask questions, ask people questions. I know some people are lonely and looking for friends and I find them because I see them a lot in my store, right? Like in my store, I see so many women. You have to ask people questions if you want to have a relationship. Yes. Relationships are two ways. I have to remind myself that because I have so much crap going on in my head. Like, shut up and ask a damn question, Katie.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the questions are so good because there might be something on someone's heart or mind, and they don't want to bother you with it.
Oh.
But if you just sometimes asking an innocent question on your end will kind of help them open up. And then bloom.
With your good friends, do you find that sometimes just the check-in is what they need?
Oh, yes. It's funny. One of my best girlfriends and I were going to an event a couple of months ago. And we don't get a lot of, we're family friends too. So our husbands are friends, our kids are friends, you know. So we don't get a lot of just the two of us time.
Yeah.
And like, she literally got in the car for us to drive to the event. And we both just like ranted.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we even knew we needed that.
0 to 10.
Like, we had nothing to help each other with. We just needed to get it out.
So that's a great question.
Let me tell you. And that's, it was wonderful.
So you just got that rant. Yeah.
Like, literally, we didn't, it just like almost started the instant we got in the car.
You know, and Brandy, this is a thing. I can't be friends with people who aren't going to be real.
Oh, yeah.
I can't be friends with people who are like, oh, the line stops here. Like, I need to know your blood type. I need to know, was it C-section or vaginal? I need to know how often you're having sex. Like, I need to know everything.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said two things about the vagina.
The subconscious.
I need to know your family's history.
Yeah.
I need to know what's happening. Like, and there's also this vulnerability where if you, I'm just a vomiter of it. Like, yes. I could use a couple filters. But have you ever, like, with a newer friend, maybe said a lot and then left the meeting or the lunch or whatever and been like, okay, they didn't give me anything. And now I feel like I'm in a very vulnerable situation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we have to exchange information.
Yeah, it is a two-way street.
We gotta, like, put
it
in blood.
If they're just looking at you and not saying anything back, they might not be.
But they might be encouraging you.
Maybe.
They might be like, yeah, oh my gosh, tell me more about your marriage. And then you're like, wait a minute.
Run away from this friendship. They're like, this is not what I'm down for.
Maybe they're just not my people. Maybe they just didn't like me.
And that happens sometimes too. And that's fine too. And you can still be friendly socially.
But what I'm saying is, Can you imagine like vomiting too much information to somebody?
Oh, then, I can imagine.
You're like, yeah, I've listened to you do it, Katie. Annoying. Okay, so get out there and you just have to be vulnerable and put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. And you have to be willing to have that conversation and fall on your face.
I have a friend that she told me the story. So she just had a baby. And so she posts pictures of the babies and there's a girl she knows, but they're not like friends that come in. And she was like, oh, your baby's so cute. Let's get together and have lunch. She's like, what do you want? Like, are you going to tell me? She was like really having anxiety about it. Like, are you going to tell me something bad about my husband? Like, because it came out of nowhere. You know, oh, she was not friends. Yes.
Text.
And so, and the girl was like, let's go next week to X restaurant. Like, she was making it happen. They went. It was a lovely dinner. And now they're friends.
Look at what an out. My face.
Like, she literally just wanted to be friends.
And look, did you see my face too? I am a jerk.
We all were feeling the same way.
We're so suspicious. I'm like, oh, go out there. And then, oh, yeah, she put herself out there.
But she didn't give the just, let's get together. She was like, let's go next Wednesday at La Paria.
And like, now they're friends.
And I think that's what was scary. You know, my friend was like, are you telling me something bad? Like,
right.
How? Like, it was so urgent. But it was just a lovely dinner. They had a great time.
Oh, my gosh.
So, but I was like, that's okay, such a great story of a new friendship.
It is a great story of a new friendship. I think if I were a new mom, just because when the 90 days of darkness for me were like a very protective time.
Well, this is her third kid.
Oh, well, anything goes. Never mind. Yeah. It all goes out the window.
She's like, can I come tonight?
She's like, can you just, are you still in your diaper? Just come on.
I'll help. So that's a little, it wasn't her first rodeo there. But yeah, I was like, well, that worked out really well. Good job.
And maybe, so I think friendships do have the planner and the doer.
Yes.
Like the person who just drives, I call them the cruise director.
Yeah.
The person who's just going to drive the activity forward. Yes. Because if allowed, I will sit on my couch and do nothing.
I know. And like, that's funny you say that because my circle of friends, we all kind of vary in that role. So sometimes like we're going to a concert in Atlanta this summer and I bought the tickets. And that's normally not my role. I'm normally not the initiator. And I'm like, oh, we're going. And so I bought everybody tickets and we got it on the calendar. But then sometimes like for a trip, it might be another friend is the initiator. But yeah, you got to have somebody that does the work.
That brings up a good point. I'm very self-conscious. I'm not self-conscious. That's not the right word. I try to be pretty conscious in my friendships. I had a friend and you had a situation too in college. She was like my best friend. And one day she just ghosted me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking, I like lived at her house kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we left for the summer and came back and she had new roommates and I did not speak to her again until I saw her. She got in touch with me when we were like moms and we met up at a bar on a game day. And she was like, I'm sorry for what happened in the past. And I was like, I still don't know what happened. She's like, well, I don't want to talk about it. And I was like, what happened though? Like you ghost, oh, wow. You just
so
dropped
she
me.
Thinks there was something.
I, in retrospect, and this has made me very kind of conscious about the way that I interact and the, we had like this joke that she was a dumb blonde.
Mm-hmm.
She's smoking hot, super brilliant woman. And I think I just took it too far. Like, I think it was like a joke that I just kept going that wasn't funny anymore to her. And instead of her going like, Katie, shut up. It's not funny. I think I hurt her.
Oh.
It makes me sad. But.
Well, live and learn.
Well, and that, so that friendship dying, because I was like really affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, you, and I just obsessed about it. Like what happened? And I've definitely thought now moving forward, after that friendship, like you have to be thoughtful about the way you treat people and you have to be thoughtful about reciprocation and you have to be thoughtful, even just you saying that, I'm like, I need to be the friend every now and then to buy the tickets because I'm not the friend to buy the tickets.
I'm not normally either. I really wanted to go to this concert though.
But it's like, okay, I could be that friend.
Yeah.
You know, and
well,
I do.
And take turns doing it. We don't always have to carry the load.
Listen, you have to make an effort with your friends. And I think everyone in a friend group or whether it's, you know, you and I sitting here, if you're always making the effort, there's going to be a point where you stop making the effort.
Yes. Yes. Well, and, you know, I feel bad about that a lot of times because I have in my really close friend group, I will have a friend, somebody yesterday texted me in the morning. I casually mentioned we were doing some photos. Hope your photo shoot goes great today. I'm like, how did you even remember this? Like, I swear she has to like put it in her calendar.
She's so good about it. I have to set reminders and because I have the memory of a goldfish. And the third kid for me, I don't know what having a third child did, but like, I think I was lobotomized at some point. Like,
they slipped that in.
I think they just were like, hey, while we're down here and distracted, we're just gonna lop off your brain. Because I really have like a memory problem. Mm-hmm. And so I set reminders and I set like, hey, like you've, because, and I also like not to be whatever, but I have a lot of friends and I mm-hmm. want them to feel seen and checked in on.
Yeah.
And I need to check in on those big things. So I do, I use that as a tool, like, oh, hey, someone's have like a surgery or a due yes. date. I put those on my calendar mm-hmm. and I'm like, hey, like checking in. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's coming up. And it's also just, it's, I have to see it a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's a good reminder.
Yeah. I think that's excellent.
And that may make me a shitty friend, but you know what? Like, I want to be there.
No, that makes you a great friend.
Does it? It makes me feel shitty that I can't remember. I just wish I could remember.
I wish I could do any of it.
You know, as my husband always says, Katie, if grandma had balls, she'd be grandpa. Wish all you want. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
I know. I don't even have a response for that, but I like it. It's funny. All right. So we might be a little out of order with how we intended things to do, but I wanted to touch back to a friendship ending.
Yeah.
So I have a friend, like, in that circumstance, you think there might have been something.
I think it 100% was
that there
fault.
Was an issue while your friendship ended. So I have a friend. We were in a big friend group, like close group texting all day, every day.
How many people were in this group?
Maybe 8-ish, like a big inner circle. And the whole group kind of started dissolving because we became friends as young mom, like infant toddler moms all together.
Right.
And so just as kids started growing up, going in different directions, we kind of started dissolving, but nothing happened. You know, there wasn't an issue
there.
It was just life. But this one friend and I were very, very close. And, you know, we had our separate, you know, there's
you
that
had
thing.
This- The smaller group chat.
There's a group chat. And you think there's not another group chat?
There's always another.
You're not in that group chat.
Right.
So we had our own chat as well. And she was having big life changes. And we just grew apart. And she kind of ghosted me. Nothing happened. And we were still friends. There was, you know, it just, the frequency got less and less and less. And the gap. Time gaps got further and further and further. And until we just weren't communicating really at all anymore. I still love her.
Sure.
You know, I still love her kids. But I saw her the other day after nearly 10 years.
Wow.
And it was just like, I loved her, you know, and nothing happened. It was just life, you know. We were
life
just
happens.
In different phases and she was going through some changes. And
sometimes when you're going through a big catastrophic shift, like you really have to...
And we lived like 40 minutes apart, too.
That's hard, too.
So but you, there was you, that.
You kind of have to pare everything back because you know your capabilities are going to change.
Yeah.
As just a person.
So as sad as it was to like not be with her all the time. And like sometimes I would be down about it.
Sure.
I'm like, why are we not, you know, because I didn't feel like there was anything I did or even that I shifted.
Right.
But I just had to understand that she needed to shift some stuff in her life.
Right.
And I still love her to death. And it was so great to see her that
That's
way.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I love when you see someone. I love when you see someone, and there are people. I'm like, gosh, if we just could get it together, we would be best friends.
Yeah.
But like, you just can't get it together, mm-hmm. and that's just life too. And I think also when we're this stage, when we graduate from this stage to the next one, you know, God willing, that I do think that the friend dynamics will grow and get bigger. And in our 50s, it'll be a new chapter for friendship.
I think so. So I was at book club last night.
Okay, you're wiser than me. We'll call it your wiser than me book
club.
Can we do that?
I was at book club last night, and most of these women are 60 plus. And there was this one woman, she seemed like she was having a bad day. And another woman was kind of patting her on the back and supporting her. And then she was like, you want to do something tomorrow? Like, let's do something tomorrow. I was like, I could not do like surgery tomorrow if I needed it. But it was such a good glimpse into like the next stage. And the next stage, we're going to have time to just pick up a random date with our buddy tomorrow.
That you're like, oh my gosh, do you want to go? Like if I could just, if I were having a bad day and I could just like the next day go for a hike with a friend. Like,
yes.
What
it was
world?
So beautiful. Oh, it
made
really
me cry.
Was. It was so beautiful.
I'm so emotional.
We only have like 20 more years and we'll be there. We got to grind it a little longer. I mean, we got a little bit more to do. But one day, we will just
Katie,
be able to go off with our friends.
20 years.
Without any planning.
When you can barely move.
Or juggling.
Because your body hurts so bad.
No, we'll be so healthy because we have these wonderful friendships.
We will be. I do think that, I believe that too. I think that, I'm sure there's some crazy studies done about friendship and how you age and how.
Yes. I just heard something. That loneliness. It's like worse than heart disease for you.
It's
debilitating.
Of course it is.
Like even physically to your body.
Well, you have to be depressed if you're lonely, right? Don't those things go hand in hand?
I mean, both. I think you could be a touch of lonely and not depressed, but maybe you just don't have the friendships and the support.
Why? Stop trying to make me cry. I cried when I told you about the girl putting herself out there for friendship.
This is a very therapeutic episode for you.
I need therapy.
You're going to have to call all your friends today and just be like, I love you.
I will say, I think last year was, it was a hard year.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard for you too.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you cry too. And my friends, they saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
They really did. I mean that in every sense, they did. And it was such, I turned 40. These shifts happened. And I just, the way that people checked on me, like mm-hmm. you saying the text, the way my friends checked on me, like, it. First of all, it made me believe in God, which also was insane.
This is why you're crying.
Yeah.
You're a sweet girl.
I have a toilet paper.
We're bougie here. Nothing but the best, Charmin, for your tears.
It made me... the way people checked in was crazy. And real friends, the way they show up for each other is just like, mm-hmm. even the pat on the back, it's just beautiful.
You just feel so much love.
You feel so much love, it makes
and
you sob.
And they're not your family.
Your
so you're like, why do you love me? And they just love you.
That's the crazy thing to me. Like, why in some cases do you love me more than my family?
Yeah.
You're not my blood. Like,
that's a pod episode.
If you really want to open the floodgates.
We'll have to bring a therapist on for that one. Literally. We can't handle that one alone.
But it's, you know, it's emotional because it's like, you aren't my family. And you're checking on me in ways my family doesn't even check on me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and the way people dropped in
mm-hmm.
at a time or a day that was detrimental mm-hmm. was like crazy. And it gave me faith and it gave me like energy to keep going on days that were just really, really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I get emotional about it because last year was the year that I realized that my friends will, I have this plaque in my house that one of my best friends gave me. My friends have made the story of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so true.
I love it. This is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Well, I hope.
I'm also working on not apologizing for crying anymore. I won't apologize.
I'm
won't apologize,
not
listener,
apologizing for anything. And I'm very bad about that. Even bumping into someone, I'm like, I'm sorry. And I was like, why don't I just say, excuse me?
Even that, I mean, I just kind of apologize, but.
You're like, I'm not taking it that far. I'm nothing if not extreme. But no, I think that is beautiful.
You know?
And I hope this conversation between us just encourages people to build on their friendships.
Oh, I hope
that
so
they
too.
Have, or if they're looking for a new friendship, gives them the courage to smile at somebody, ask them some questions,
right,
and just spark something. And
spark
it may,
something.
That, and it may not be today. It may not be next week.
Yeah.
But smile at somebody, ask them some questions, and that's going to come around.
And in relationships, just knowing that's not always going to work. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to fail trying to make a friend more than you're going to succeed. But when you succeed, that friendship could change your life.
Yeah.
So
I love it. This is beautiful. So do you want to dedicate this episode?
I think you should because I'm going to cry again.
Well, they're your friends.
I want
my three know who they are. They'll be like, she's talking about us.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I want to dedicate this episode to my friendships.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for offering that.
They're going to call in. They're going to voice
they're going to be like,
back.
I
can't wait.
They're going to probably troll our voicemail more than anything. We're going to get prank calls. We're going to get...
They're going to be like farting into the voicemail. You're like, I know which one that was.
It was my 10-year-old. Do you want to say anything to your friends?
No, like I said, they know who they are. They know I love them.
I do too.
I know they love me.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like they do a better job than I do, but I'm trying.
I want to close with one anecdote. My son is into this idea of being, who is rich? Like, have you gone through this with your kids? Like, what makes them?
Yes.
Like, he's like, who, that person must be rich. Like, someone's dad brought a really nice car to school and he was like, oh, they're very rich. Are we rich, Mom? And I said, here's the deal, buddy. There are people who are rich with money. And there are people who are rich with love.
Mm.
We are rich with love. And I
think...
That's
beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, it's like this richness in the four walls of our house is the wealthiest I ever want to be.
And irreplaceable.
Irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wealth that no one... And I told him that too. Your money can come and go.
Mm-hmm.
Wealth can come and go. And it often does. What we have, it's forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in friendship, I feel like... I'm Jeff Bezos, rich. I got like yacht money. You know what I'm saying?
You're like, I'm summering in Greece on my
100%.
yacht. 100%.
That's so beautiful. I feel very wealthy in my friendships.
I'm so happy. And I'm glad we're being better friends. I mean, we just threw ourselves into it.
I know. You were like, we're going to do a podcast.
And we're going to be best friends.
And I'm going to smile at you a lot. Thank you for doing this. And thank you for being my friend.
Wonderful. Thank you for opening up. This is great.
Oh, man.
All right. Okay. More to come.
All right. More to come.
Go be friendly. Smile at somebody.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. We hope you enjoyed our conversation and can't wait to share another episode with you next Thursday.
Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. To keep up with the latest, make sure to follow us on Instagram at Podcast She Did What. We'll be sharing updates, behind the scenes, and announcements you won't want to miss.
And if there's anything you'd like to share with us, whether it be a personal story or feedback on our episodes, you can leave us a voicemail at 762-499-2201 or head over to our website, shedidwhatpodcast.com. Also, feel free to leave us a review down below. We'd love to know what you think.
She Did What is hosted by us, Brandy Chandler and Katie Jacobs, and produced by Studio D Podcast Production.
Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next Thursday. And remember, it isn't always easy, but it sure as hell can be entertaining.